I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. One of my childhood food memories was my mom's eggplant parmesan. Back then, it wasn't so much the eggplant that was the attraction, as it was the gooey mozzarella cheese and the sweet garlic-laden tomato sauce. My mom no longer cooks, but I still like to whip up a good batch of eggplant parm in summer using our fresh veggies. And now, I even appreciate the eggplants, too. Although thought of as an Italian specialty, eggplants actually hail from India. Eggplants have come a long way from the spiny, bitter, small orange fruits growing in the wild. Breeding in Asia, Europe, and the Americas has produced a wide variety of fruit colors, sizes, and shapes. While the large oval teardrop-shaped varieties, such as Black Beauty and Rosa Bianca, are perfect for making eggplant parm, during cool summers in Vermont, we may not get many fruits. That's why I also like growing the long, thin Asian varieties, such as Oriental Express, Ping Tong Long, and Fairy Tale. These tend to produce more fruits sooner. They're best for grilling, skewering, and sautéing. Eggplants require long, warm days and high fertility to produce well. Grow plants on sandy loam soil, amended well with compost, or grow eggplants in containers. Dark-colored containers accumulate heat, which eggplants love. Keep the plants well-fertilized and watered. Protect in-ground planted eggplants from chilly nights with floating row covers until mid-June. And side-dress with an organic fertilizer once every 3 weeks. To harvest, press the skin of full-size fruits. If it bounces back, they're ready to eat. If your finger leaves an indent, they're probably overmature and maybe bitter. Soak fruits in water for 15 minutes before cooking and remove skins to reduce bitterness. And now for this week's tip. To get larger peony flowers, snip off some of the smaller secondary buds under the large primary flower bud. To display indoors, float open peony flowers in a small glass bowl filled with water. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about flea beetles. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.